Football Friday.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
The buffalo is near now. I can see the herd right over there.
Sanders, end zone, touchdown! Jimmy Hart!
Way forward, gets out of a tackle, now turns on the Jets, up to the 30, the 20, 10, 5, Torrey Horton back to the end zone.
Well, hi there, I'm a cowboy.
Beasley dumps it up, Asante's there, he's got the catch, makes a move, cuts left, Asante still upright, down the sideline, I hear Asante with a convoy in front.
Pitch outside, it's Eldridge the third, high stepping into the end zone. Air Force with another time-eating drive.
What kind of a horse is that? I've never seen a horse like that before.
Pressure coming, Fields over the middle, intercepted! Picked off by Jackson, and he goes to the ground! And the Broncos will escape with their first win of the year!
Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Brady Hall.
I don't know how I feel about you putting the Broncos clip in. It's not only the first win of the year, it's their only win of the year. You wanted to go positive there, huh?
No, it was the wrong intro. I didn't put this week's in, so I could play this week. It's much better, and it's more relevant.
Bottom of the hour. We'll go bottom of the hour. Because I want to hear it.
That. I was like, wait.
So once you were in, you're like, I'm in.
No, because Micah's got me doing all kinds of more new producing stuff, so I get in.
Just too many things.
Yeah.
Too many things to think about. Well, maybe it was positive. Maybe Broncos fans wanted to hear some success.
It was not positive.
Wasn't that when they said the Broncos got their first win of the year?
The actual one.
Well, showed the pick. You had the pick, but then it did say Broncos get their first win of the year.
Yeah.
Which is their only win of the year. Where would you like to go first with Broncos Chiefs? Russell Wilson, running game, lack thereof, as far as commitment, receivers, defense, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Brittany Mahomes?
Let's start with Russ.
95 yards, 13 of 22, one touchdown, two pretty rough-looking interceptions. Did run for 31 yards, though.
I know it's tough with the contract and all of that, but is it time to just sit him?
No. I think you play him throughout. I mean, you're paying him. Season's lost. It's 1-5. It's over. Do you now play him in hopes that he shows something that would make him tradable? And you're going to have to still eat contract dollars because nobody is going to take that contract unless he comes in and he is Patrick Mahomes out there. So this is it. I know Monday we had the conversation of, or Tuesday, what's the future look like for the Broncos? If they are truly in a rebuild, which I said that before the Chiefs loss, then what does the future look like the Broncos would build around Russ? And I could go there with you for a second. But I can't see what I saw last night. Like, okay, let me ask you this question. Do you think Patrick Mahomes had a good game last night?
Not particularly.
300 yards and a touchdown and interception. And I agree with you. But that's a not particularly good game. 300 yards, one touchdown, and one interception.
It's an okay game that you won.
That is where he is. Russell Wilson had a terrible game. 13 of 22, 95 yards, touchdown, two interceptions.
What was his longest pass?
What was it? It was a 21-yarder. Oof. Was that the touchdown to Sutton? Was that touchdown a 21-yard pass?
So. That might have been the Judy one.
No, Judy had... Oh, are you serious? Judy had 14 yards, and one of them was on the 13. It was a 13-yard pass. Getting it out of the way. Stock up on the stats here early, Angel. It's so miserable to watch this team. However, I was, as I tend to do, Angel, you know this, I was thinking of you last night.
Oh.
And I thought, should the Broncos just, and they can't do that because that would affect ticket sales. But sometimes I want to hear, is this what we're doing? Is this maybe wink, wink, you know? Wink, wink, we're breaking it down.
It's tough, and I think the obvious signs are starting to show with the players that you're moving on from, with the trade talks you're trying to have, the fan base frustration and apathy at this point. Yeah, the NFL is not going to allow you to outright tank.
No. No.
I think if you were going to outright tank, it would trade all of your valuable assets, you bench Russell Wilson, and you just go.
And see, that's the thing.
You're not going to do that.
If they bench Russ, I don't know that the NFL would look at that as, oh, you're taking. No, they'd be like, oh, you're trying to save your season.
We're trying to preserve Russ's slipping Hall of Fame status right now.
This is what I was saying yesterday about Greenberg's thing, what he said about Russ when everybody's like, you don't clearly watch Broncos games because Russ is much better. And then there's the other crowd that's like, you don't clearly watch Russ's game because he's still awful. There is truth in the middle. Last night was not the middle.
Outside of last night, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the first half.
But he's, yeah.
But the second half, he is below average.
But even then.
No, it's not good enough.
When I see Patrick Mahomes snap the ball, he's up. Now, again, this could be on the offensive line. But Mahomes snaps the ball. He's upright, and he's looking. Okay, that's, I gotta go. Okay, nope, nothing there. Gotta go again. Gotta go.
He's boom, backdropping every single time and running around the tackle.
And he's constantly looking downfield. When Russ starts doing that, he is a running back. He snaps it. First read's not there. Second read's kind of not there. Okay, run time, and then he turns into a running back.
It's like his initial reaction is read, 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 and then he tucks it.
Right, gotta go.
And then decide, am I run or do I just take a sack?
Yeah. Patrick is read, 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 move, read again, move, read, move, take off. And again, we're comparing two different totally specimen when it comes to quarterback. But that's where you are. Justin Herbert, I'll give you a good quarterback, but not necessarily great right now. Backs up, kind of the same kind of stuff. You give your reads a chance, and if they're not there, you're still looking downfield because a mobile quarterback in this day and age, we don't just say tuck and run. It's you need to be able to run, but you can run right up to that line of scrimmage. Some of the great quarterbacks are getting so good about knowing where that limit is, even after they've moved out of the pocket, still recalibrating and knowing where they are and finding a guy. And that's when you find home run plays.
It just, the offense doesn't look like you're using Russ's best skills.
And I don't know.
We've been talking about that for 2 years now.
Right. Like, so then you wonder.
How do you design that? But
then
you've got to do something.
Then you start to wonder if maybe this is it. Like, maybe his best skills are behind him now. Maybe it just worked in Seattle because it worked. But, I wonder if you reinserted Russell Wilson into Seattle today, could they figure that out again? Or is it?
I don't know. I haven't watched any Seattle this year.
I have no idea
what they're doing.
I think that it's just he's lost weight. He's faster, but I just for whatever reason the reads aren't coming easy to him. And again, this offense is like, do receivers know how to run past 10 yards in this offense? I don't. Do they have plays that are designed to go 10 yards down the field, 20 yards down the field? And I know the further you go as far as yards, it's you have less plays, but it just seems like the Broncos don't have that stuff. McLean says, unfortunately, Mahomes plays chess while Russ plays checkers. Dude, Russ is playing Candyland, bro.
I was going to say he's playing Connect Four. without the little board in the middle. He's just trying to stack them and they're just falling.
Why can I not do? He's playing against himself. 213 texting in. Oh, no, it's Chris in Fort Fun. Sorry. I caught your last text. You didn't signaturize it. You got to do that. I understand the concept that there's no outright tanking, but surely Peyton and Penner, whew, the three Ps, have at least one eye on the future, if you know what I mean.
I know Sean does. Was that a dig at Russ? with Future?
Oh, well, I don't. What was the one eye? Yeah, is that it? Is that a dig? The one eye on the Future? I'm not sure. Sometimes you guys could be getting me in trouble, and I have no idea of knowing what I'm doing. What is that?
What does that mean?
What is it?
You know what I mean.
I need to know.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You get what I'm putting down.
Peyton, and Penner. It's hilarious. It's bad. It's all bad.
Maybe you're... Forgive me, you're making an analogy to, like, ancient Greek mythology, the three witches, they shared one eye.
Do you think that there is Chris in for it? I don't know, Chris. Met Chris? I don't know. But no, I'm just wondering, is he that kind of guy?
Could be.
You're that kind of guy.
I am. That's what I thought of.
I'm not. Like, I sense. Like that kind of stuff, but I'm like, is it in the movie, Troy? Because if not, I don't know about it.
You kind of represent... You know, past, present, future, and one has the eye, and they have to.
That's
pass
exactly
it around
what
to see
he means. He's Chris and Fort and Fort Fun is smart. That's what we've established. Mm-hmm. Good job, Angel.
Woo-hoo.
You're smart for figuring out that Chris is smart.
I could be completely
I'm
off.
I'm dumb because I'm like, what's
if
that?
If you
want to
give
that?
Me credit for that analogy, I'll take.
It. He's gonna text us back, Chris. I'd like to
is
know
that what you meant. Were you referring to the three witches of Greek mythology?
It's smart though. That's really smart. I mean, man, he's so smart.
You should read some books.
I read books, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, if your Sundays are open now, I mean, you can pop open a book a time or two.
I do like to read, but I do nerd out a little bit. I like the Game of Thrones kind of stuff.
Okay.
I like that, but it is hard for me to get into when all the sports is going on.
Sure.
Because if it's a late game, I'm like, last thing I want to do is sit down and... Thous took his sword out, and I'm not in that mode.
Sunday night's game is a real good one.
Who's that?
Buffalo and the Giants.
And I heard DJ. Deej. Can we call him Deej now, like Full House? Deej. Every time we talk about Daniel Jones from now on, I want the Full House sound, the beginning of Full House. Deej. Deej is not playing, so we'll probably see like Michelle or Stephanie or something go at it there. All right, we got to talk Wyoming Air Force. Dude, that's the game of the week. I don't care if you're an SEC guy or an NFL guy or an NBA guy or WNBA guy, maybe. The game of the week is Wyoming and Air Force. And it's going to be at 5 o'clock. It's going to be huge. We got a new guest of the show. We love Cody Tucker. This is not like, no, we're not moving on from Cody. Cody's a busy dude. He can't give us as many days as I would like him on. And we're gonna bring on Ethan Bird. Weekend sports anchor and reporter for KGWN-TV. It's my first time interviewing him, so I'm excited. Let's bring him on. Let's get to rocking and rolling. Take a short break. Air Force, Wyoming. Who you got in this game? That's the game. I don't care if you haven't been paying attention and you're like, I don't really follow Wyoming or Air Force, and I don't know why you sound like a Californian. Well, you should, because this is going to be a one-hour game, probably.
This is the least Californian game ever.
It is. But you should watch it. It's going to be like a...
Over-under on pass attempts.
Oh, let me think about that. Well, Air Force is going to throw it 5 times. Wyoming's going to throw it...
Maybe 20?
Maybe. I'd say like 20 is a good over-under. That's a good one. We'll ask Ethan. Let's ask him on the other side. It's the whole show. It's Football Friday, presented by the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310kfka.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310kfka.
Wyoming Cowboys getting set to take on Air Force this weekend. Boy, am I looking forward to this one. Cowboys, Falcons, this game should be like a 30-minute game probably. I'm very excited. No, actually, I love this style of football. Can't wait for it. Joining us now, new guest of the program, Ethan Bird, weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN-TV. Ethan, my first question here, because I just pulled off your Twitter profile here. How does this work, man? CSU alum covering Cowboy Athletics. How is that going for you, man?
You know, it's three generations of Ram blood in my veins. But, man, I just want to say I'm just so blessed to be able to cover, you know, Mountain West sports as intimately as I'm able to, because it's something I've done my whole life. And, you know, despite the whole Rams affiliation, this Cowboys team makes it pretty easy and enjoyable to cover them.
Well, and that's kind of what I've noticed, too. Unless you pick against them, Ethan, and unfortunately, I keep picking against, not that I'm necessarily picking against Wyoming. I picked against them with the Fresno State game, of course, the Texas game, and then the Texas Tech game. But other than that, I've picked them to pick cover spreads left and right. So Wyoming fans are coming at me, but I've been at least somewhat of a believer in this Cowboys team. I just wasn't sure they were that team, and maybe they are.
Well, I think the thing about the Fresno State game was just the streaks that they had to break. They hadn't beaten them in over 4 years. They hadn't scored a touchdown against them in 11 quarters, but I think that just shows how different this Cowboys team is. Coach Bull always says, has been saying this season, that this might be the most dynamic team that he's coached since Josh Allen. And I think that a lot of that is, you know, the second year of Andrew Peasley, because they haven't had a second year quarterback since Josh Allen. They've gone 1 year, 1 year, 1 year. And then with Andrew Peasley coming back for a second year, you know, understanding the system and being able to connect with his receivers, I think that's really been probably the biggest X factor this season outside of the Appalachian State game.
Andrew Peasley is such an interesting quarterback because
He
is, he's not going to light the world on fire, but then there's these moments where you go, whoa, where did that come from? And also he can take a hit, man. I mean, this guy is so tough.
That
Texas Tech game was so impressive that this legend, and doesn't that just fit Wyoming too? Andrew Peasley is the perfect Wyoming type of quarterback.
Oh, yeah, and he, like you said, he doesn't light the field on fire, but he lights that sideline on fire. When you – this team just – they love Andrew, and he is a pretty special leader for the whole team. And it's crazy, the character – the high-character guys that Craig Bull has been able to go out and get for this team, I think, is really the foundation of why they've been so successful. Because there's even when – especially the Appalachian State game kind of sticks out the most to me. They only had 31 passing yards, but not for a moment did anybody point any fingers. And that hasn't happened all season. And Craig Bowles said he's not seen that in a team where they're just so connected and so fired up for each other that there's no blaming. It's, you know, that whole next man up mentality.
Talking to Ethan Bird here, weekend sports reporter and anchor for KGWN-TV. On the running side of things for the Cowboys, can you give us, what do you know about Harrison Whaley, who is, I mean, man, he's just as good as some of those Air Force running backs. He has had a great season so far, but what can we expect injury-wise with him?
The team's been a little, they've been a little coy about Harrison's status. They keep saying day to day and that they quote unquote hope to have him for Saturday. But when you watch the replay of that ankle injury, it looked really bad in the moment. But immediately in post game after Fresno State, Craig Bull said it's not season ending, which was probably the most promising news. I would say if he does play, it will be on a snap count more than likely. So you'll see a lot more Jamari Farrell and Sam Scott. Sam Scott's a freshman, but if you remember, he scored a touchdown and a two-point conversion in that Texas Tech game. So that young man, he can run, but I don't know if there's anybody in the Mountain West who runs as angry as Harrison Whaley does.
He is such a good runner. I mean, doesn't he? And that's another guy. We talk about how Andrew Peasley fits as a quarterback. When you get a running back like this, I mean, Craig Bowl is just, he keeps finding him. He just keeps finding these gritty players that are just so good. Plug and play, man. It's great to see.
Yeah, Harrison, I mean, and he is such a great guy outside of, off the field. When you watch him run, you don't expect him to be this one of the nicest guys you'll ever talk to. But he really is. And that just goes back to, you know, I think Craig Bull and his coaching staff, they really value character. And that shines through on every facet of the game for Wyoming. Everybody is playing their part and making sure they play by play and getting their job done. And Harrison is pretty much, he's the epitome of that.
And let's go over to the defensive side of the ball with you, Ethan. Again, this is just another thing that Craig Bull does so well. Their defense finds ways. I mean, Fresno State coming in red hot, they couldn't do much of anything, really. And then, yeah, they got going in the fourth. They scored 9 points. But to keep the Bulldogs under 20 points, that just goes to show you how good this Wyoming defense really is.
Oh, absolutely. And it goes down to their depth and their experience. Easton Gibbs, he's an NFL talent linebacker. But, I mean, you've got guys in every position who have played a significant amount of time. Ja'Cory Hawkins is a great cornerback. That defensive line can be really disruptive. And that's especially, you know, we saw Cole Goodbowl with that tip interception against Fresno State. I mean, that was just magical. I mean,
that was just awesome.
Being magical moments at War Memorial Stadium. But against Air Force, that front, that defensive front is probably the most important part of the defense, because that Air Force offense, it doesn't work unless their offensive line can go with their schedule. So if they're disruptive, they can have a chance to really have an attempt at slowing down this Air Force run game. And that's, I mean, we've been watching that for 20 years, and it's the same thing. It never breaks. It never stops.
This is, Ethan, this is what's so crazy, too. They do the exact same thing every single year, but because you're only playing it once a year, it's not going to be a focal point necessarily. You almost have to change the way you do things. Like some teams, like Wyoming, maybe a little less so than others, but I'm taking CSU, for example. I watched them against, I watched Utah State, too, but that Utah Tech game, I mean, the gaps, my goodness, you and I could, like, walk side by side through some of the gaps there to run the ball. I look at Air Force, and I'm like, this could get scary. So for Wyoming, it maybe is not as a drastic change, but it's still nuts. I was, you know, listening to various interviews with Wyoming coaches and talking about how it's really about your eyes. Your eyeballs have to be watching, somehow have to find that football, because it can get so confusing.
Yeah, it's all about the assignments. You know, I grew up watching Air Force football. My granddad was the eligibility officer for them. So we would go to games all the time. And I asked Craig Bull on Monday, I said, we've been seeing this offense for so long. You know, how do they evolve? And he said, you know, you can't even call it a triple option or a wishbone, because it's almost both. It's the same idea, but every year they come out with new looks and new assignments for their offensive line that really disrupt defenses and make it such a challenge for defensive coordinators.
Ethan, the line is coming in at 11 points, 11 points being Air Force at the as the favorite here.
That's crazy.
I am stunned by that, because Wyoming, we talked to Jesse Kurtz yesterday, the lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and he said Wyoming's the team to beat. And I was kind of viewing it as, and this is why Cowboys fans hate me so much, Ethan, I was saying Air Force is number one, Wyoming's got to go prove me wrong. Jesse said the opposite yesterday. He said Wyoming's the best team in the conference. Air Force has got to go prove him wrong. So I guess I can see both sides.
I think Wyoming, you can make the argument that they very well could be the most complete team in the conference. But Air Force is probably the hardest team to beat, just because of the team that they are. Especially the line, I think, is a little ridiculous, but I kind of understand it, because it is at Falcon Stadium. It's such a different experience in Colorado Springs at that stadium on the Air Force base. The Air Force fan base is passionate. It's a very hostile place to play, and the home field advantage is just so much on Air Force's side. But this very well, I mean, Wyoming could shock the Mountain West. I mean, this could just be a preview of the Mountain West championship game, by all means.
I tend to agree with you, man. It really could. Wyoming, I had a feeling they'd be a good team. Again, I didn't pick. I didn't think, oh, they're going to beat Texas Tech in a crazy final finish there.
Oh,
I didn't think they'd be tied 10-10 with Texas before the fourth quarter. And I certainly, you know, I didn't think they'd beat Fresno State. Although, I had my concerns about Fresno State. I just thought maybe they'd prove me wrong in this game. But yeah, this Cowboys team, they're the real deal.
Absolutely. And it's been, like I said, it's such a pleasure to be able to cover them. Because, I mean, despite the success, there's not a cocky guy in the room. They'll talk to you, they'll chat with you just like you're anybody else. And that's the culture that I think Craig Bohl is so good at facilitating on his team. And they all just mesh so well together. And I think that's why, to them, it's not a surprise that they're competing for a Mountain West championship. But for those of us on the outside and in the media, I think it is a surprise. And I think that kind of fuels this type of season to prove everybody wrong.
One of the things that I've been so impressed with Craig Bohl is his ability to be an old dog and learn new tricks. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has adapted so well to the new age of college football, the transfer portal, how to connect with guys a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And that man, I've never had him on the show. Ethan, maybe you can hook me up. Never had him on the show before. I just have so much respect for that because that is so difficult to do for anybody, not just a football coach.
Well, and Coach Bohl is—he is such a great guy too. I haven't had to talk to him after a rough loss yet, but he's been extremely enjoyable for my first season covering the team. But I think he's a great example of how coaches have had to adapt in this new transfer portal world. Is you have to create those relationships with your players. Your players have to like you now in order for them to stay. You know, previously, if they didn't like you, it was harder for them to transfer. But now, if they've got that one transfer, they're gone. And, you know, I keep going back to the culture, but that comes down to Craig Bohl and his coaching staff for facilitating, you know, a special environment with their team where they're all bought in and they all really care for each other. And I think a big part of that, too, is what people, you know, outside of Wyoming may not realize is how important this team is to the whole state. You know, this is all they've got. You know, there's Broncos fans out here, but you won't find a single person in Wyoming who doesn't know the football team's record, or they just care so much. And I think that the whole one Wyoming mentality that they've really brought into the program has really made it, you know, what it is today.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. It's a unique fan base because of the fact that they can all buy in and really get behind this team. All right, so do you, Ethan, I know we're going to be doing this hopefully on a regular basis, if this was okay.
I would love to.
You a picks guy? Because I'm a big picks guy. I'm not good at them, but I'm a big picks guy.
Oh, yeah, we, on our, you know, our Friday night high school football show, which we're doing tonight, we always do a Mountain West pick'em.
Nice.
At the end of the show. I love pick'ems. I'm 7-7 on the season.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. I got picks coming up in about 10 minutes. So Wyoming, they got to cover 11, right? That's a no brainer.
I would say so.
Do they win?
I think that, you're putting me on the spot. Because every part of my heart says yes. Like, even as a member of the media, they've got me bought in. You know,
yeah.
It's just, when you see, you know, being there for Texas Tech, App State, and Fresno State, I told them, you know, my Ram heart is growing like the Grinch for Wyoming football.
That's a great way to put it.
They just make it so easy.
Yeah.
But it's about taking those magical moments in the Falcon Stadium where morale goes to die, because they just cut this. It's 1,000 cuts from that running game. I think if the defense is on the form that it's been, I'm willing to pick Wyoming.
I like it. I do like it. I think that this could happen. Again, 11-point spread is going to piss Wyoming off. So maybe they come in with a chip on their shoulder. Ethan, this was a delight, man. We got to do this. Hopefully we can do this on a regular basis. Absolutely love catching up with you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it gets me, especially with basketball season coming up. Their media day is, I think, this week, and we haven't heard officially. But a lot of new faces there. Whenever you want to talk pokes, I'm your man.
All right, my friend. Ethan Bird, appreciate you. Have a good weekend, okay?
Hey, you too, brother.
Weekend sports reporter and anchor at KGWN TV. So a long one for I'm a radio guy. We have four. There's a lot of letters in TV, Angel. 40 minutes after the hour. Buffs, Cardinal, this week, this night. They play this night, Friday night. Friday the 13th. Can the Buffs win and cover 11.5? That's going to be interesting. We'll get the latest on the local Sports Flash first.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Football Friday.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
The Buffalo is near now. I can see the herd right over there.
Four-man rush for Arizona State. Blindside was exposed. Sanders wants it up. Got his man. It's Antonio down near the 30-yard line. And just like that, Colorado within striking distance.
All you Bears. All you Bears out there.
Hand off to Stewart. He cuts out to the 10. Five. Take it in there. Darius Stewart. Touchdown. Northern Colorado Bears.
Shield. Advanced Shield for the touchdown. And that will fix your running woes in a hurry.
Well, hi there, I'm a cowboy.
That ball is popped into the air and intercepted. Cole Goodbow, and he lumbers down inside the 25.
Barrier's throw, got a man, it's Harris again, and he's gone, and he's in. 54 yards.
So, how's that leg doing?
Great, never better.
Good. Why don't you try putting some weight on it?
Sure. Yes. Oh, that's good. That feels good. Very strong.
Sorry, Thunder. I gotta put you down.
Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Brady Hall.
Football rolling right along here. And yeah, maybe it's time to not actually put Thunder down, but to put the idea of Thunder down, at least for this season, as the Broncos lost to the Kansas City Chiefs last night. Moving on to tonight. Big one for the Buffs, as it's the next one. It's the Stanford Cardinal. They're terrible this year. I think, are they the worst team in the Pac-12? Or they're at least, they're close. Now, it might be Arizona State record-wise. But I feel like Arizona State's better than the record, maybe? I don't know. Maybe that's silly to say. Oregon beat Stanford 42-6. Now, like we talk about, we don't want to look at, well, what was Oregon's match or game between the Buffs? I don't do that stuff. I tend not to. Stanford did go up, was up 3-0 at the end of the first quarter over Oregon last week. So, what does that mean for the Colorado Buffaloes? We are hearing that Travis Hunter is playing tonight. He is going to be a go. That is going to be an exciting boost for the Buffs. Shador, all that stuff. It's, you know, Shador Sanders just continues to get the tabloids, but also still puts it together. Even with a struggling game, a bad game, kind of, against Arizona State, he still put together the final drive that got the game-winning field goal. Guy is a special player. I believe that. I don't know if he's Caleb Williams special, but he's a special player. So they're going to beat Stanford. Hey, ESPN tonight, 8 o'clock. You're going to be watching scary movies, aren't you?
Yeah. I'll have the score updates on, so I'll get...
Put it on your... Do you have an iPad or something? Put it on the background. Just like...
Oh,
just
I have a TV and a laptop.
Well, I have a little iPad, and I put all my Dish, DirecTV, all my stuff's on it.
Well, just looking at Stanford's schedule, they beat Hawaii to start out. They lost to USC and Oregon, which you would expect. They did lose to Sacramento State. And then they played close against Arizona, who... in turn, played close against USC, so...
Are they getting better?
I think maybe, but I think something that always comes with these Buffs games is the opponent wants to beat you.
Yeah, that's target or back.
It's sports, but yeah. A lot of teams want to take a target, take a shot at Deion Sanders, take a good shot, take their best shot, whatever. They want to be the team that can quiet him down for a weekend, and we'll see if Stanford can do it. Friday night, weird stuff.
Weird stuff. It's Friday the 13th.
It's going to be cold in Boulder.
Cold and Boulder. I got the picks coming up. I'm already 1-0 on the weekend. I absolutely have to have it because I'm tired of you guys coming at me. Recovery time coming up this weekend. It starts with the picks coming up next. It's the whole show, Football Friday, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show. Going to make my picks here real quick. UNC at Sac, or hosting Sac State tomorrow for homecoming. You know me, I got the Bears in that one. FCU covering against Stanford. Wyoming will cover, but they will lose to Air Force. CSU will cover and lose to Boise State. Brady.
Okay, all right. This is going to be tough. It's going to be a tough, tough time here doing this. So somebody just peek their head in over here. That scared me. Where do you want me to go first, Angel? Where should we go?
Go UNC.
I think they lose to Sac State. I think they're the top five team in all of the FCS. Is that right? Or is it just the Big Sky? They're top team.
Yep.
They're a scary team. So I think they'll beat UNC. I hate picking that.
It will be an eclipse during this game.
Yeah, and it's homecoming. It's the 100th. The 100th. The 100th.
Centennial.
Yeah. Maybe they'd work some magic. I want to pick them. I do, but
I understand.
I got to go. We're next.
Buffs.
See you tonight against Stanford. I think even though they didn't lose to Arizona State, I do think that a game like that can humble you a little bit. And I know Shador still went down and did the thing, but it's like, hey, do we want to be a good team this year, or do you want to lose to potential Arizona States and Stanfords? We can't mess around. We saw that we have the ability. You got down there in 30 seconds and set up a game-winning field goal. I don't like Stanford. I don't think they're a good team at all. I like CU to cover minus 11.5. So the Buffs will roll. Where to next, Angel?
Let's go with the Rammies.
They've never beat Boise State. Never. What is it? 7.5? Is it 7.5?
I got it here at 8.5.
8.5. Oh my gosh. Boise State is weird this year. They're not the same Boise State that they've been over the last 10 plus years. However, when it comes to conference play, they just figure it out. They have owned the Rams. They've owned a lot of teams in the Mountain West. They win a lot. Initial thought was CSU's going to cover this. It's homecoming there, too. I do like BFN. I think their offense is good. You got to stop throwing interceptions. Clean that up, and you're scoring 28 points a game. Easy. Defensively, Jack Howell, I talked to him on Tuesday. He was pissed. I think you're going to see a monster defensive effort. Not monster, but good enough. Give me for the first time in history. Oh, I squeaked. It's so exciting. Colorado State is going to beat the Boise State Broncos on homecoming at Canvas Stadium. It's going to happen. I already called Denver not covering 10.5. You're welcome. Sorry, but you're welcome. Wyoming, Air Force. Gut told me Air Force. Not to cover, but gut told me Air Force. I am going with a lifeline this week. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, is undefeated with picking Wyoming games. And he says it's going to come down to a game-winning field goal, and Wyoming storms off into the Colorado Springs sunset and brings a dub up north. I like Wyoming to do that. I think the Cowboys will be Air Force this weekend, and Cowboys fans can leave me the hell alone. Good night, Northern Colorado.